It's a very nice place. It's a beautiful kund that has been made here in a very nice form. Of course, now the water is quite low. Sometimes you can see the watermarks. Sometimes it's quite high. But a very peaceful place also. So we are trying to find the more peaceful places, which gives us some opportunity, you know, to just simply become absorbed. Because that is our objective, that we try to become absorbed in simply in remembering Krishna. And as I said earlier on, we are here in Vrindavan, we are in Krishna's world, not in our world. So we adjust. Here we adjust. At home, we may have another lifestyle. And there, so much for Krishna and so much for me. And it's always balanced. But here, now, for us, you know, not very much. The minimum. Just like the six Goswamis. Chaktatur namase samandlapati srinim sada tuchavat. They were practically like living like kings in the district of Bengal, but they gave up all this wealth and aristocracy, and they just simply lived a very simple life. So that there would be no conflict with Krishna, only Krishna. So naturally that is the aim of our excursions, right? Our parikramas have that purpose, that we become more focused on Krishna. Not only just by, for a moment, not only that for a moment we forget where we our usual world, and for a moment we are here in Krishna's world. No, that we become a permanent resident of Krishna's world. Spiritual life is that. It is simply about becoming a resident of the spiritual world, not a resident of this world. And it is a process that we follow that gradually brings us to the point where we become a resident of the spiritual world. Then this is therefore the essence. Once Srila Prabhupada mentioned that, he said that the paintings that were showing pictures of Krishna in Vrindavan, said these paintings are windows to the spiritual world. And the regular windows, those are the paintings, you see. The windows that show us the normal view of this world, those are the paintings, those are the pictures. That's not real, that's a picture. That's not real. What we see from the window, it's not real. What's on that painting, that is real. That's real. Therefore, the paintings are the windows to the spiritual world, and the windows in this world are the pictures, are the paintings. So we can think like this. So here, in Prem Sarovar, this kund has come about again due to separation. We see that separation is quite a strong and overriding theme in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. On this occasion, what happened is that Radha and Krishna actually met. They met at this place. And as they were here, the entire forest was excited. All the trees in the forest, they were elated and spontaneously flowered. Beehives that were filled with honey now started dripping. And in this way, the entire forest was opulent. And somehow or other, a cool breeze started to blow and create a very wonderful pleasant atmosphere. The bees. The bees were constantly humming Krishna's glories. These bees, they are constantly chanting, kirtan, big bees. So the king of the bees, the leader of the bees, he came. He came to do the parikrama of Radha and Krishna. And he circumambulated Radha and Krishna. And he buzzed around their heads. So as the bumblebee was passing Srimati Radharani, you know, these bumblebees, they can go at quite some speed and quite some noise. She was covering her head and just with her cloth trying to chase it away. And Madhu Mangal, who saw this, he immediately took action. And Madhu Mangal, with a stick, start waving his stick with so much fervor that bumblebee decided to retreat. And Madhu Mangal chased it right down into the forest. And then he came back and he said, I got rid of this Madhusudan. Now, the word Madhusudan can have different meanings. And one meaning of Madhusudan is Krishna, the killer of the demon Madhu. The demon Madhu once stole transcendental knowledge from Lord Brahma in the very beginning of the universal creation. They stole the knowledge of the Vedas. So Brahma sunk into ignorance. But then Krishna arranged to get that knowledge back to Brahma. So that is one meaning of the name Madhusudan. But another meaning of the name Madhusudan, Madhu means bee. Madhusudan means killer bee. So Madhu Mangal was saying, I got rid of that killer bee. But as soon as Srimati Radharani heard that I got rid of Madhusudan, tears start flowing from her eyes. Although Krishna stood in front of her, she understood that Krishna was gone now. And tears start running like streaming from her eyes. And when Krishna saw that, tears also started to stream from his eyes. And the combination of those two streams created this Prem Sarovar. So this is quite something. A kunj made of the tears of separation. Meanwhile, that bee, that bumblebee, went back to all the other bees to tell them everything which he had seen. After all, you know, all these bees are devotees. After all, they see that Krishna is just like them. He has a blackish body, a yellow dhoti, just like them. And he's into music. In other words, the bees are seeing Krishna as the bee god. And thus, they also worship Krishna. And they were eager to hear the description of the darshan and the detailed qualities that were now being described by the bumblebee who had a close-up darshan. So in this way, it is very interesting that Krishna is Suridam Sarvadeinam, the well-wisher of all living beings. It's not that he is only the god of the human beings. Krishna is the Lord of all living beings, including animals, including all creatures. That is Krishna. So, here at Prem Sarovar, we continue our meditation. Our meditation is aiming at appreciating Sandrananda Visheshatma. Sandrananda Visheshatma means devotional service that has become thick. Not thin, you know, little service and then a lot of material activity and then again little service. 5 minute service, now I deserve half an hour of sense gratification. I did so much service. Let's go to the restaurant. Let's feast, let's enjoy. Somehow or other we did some service. No. Very dense. More and more service. Service in between the service. Every moment service. Fill our whole life with service. More and more service. Greater density of the service. Make it thicker. And as Sandrananda Visheshadman, as that service becomes thick, right, one can not waste a moment. Avirta kalap, from every moment one wants to be absorbed in Krishna. So this is on our mind on this this journey today. And of course, as I said, kirtan. So we will follow in the footsteps of the local pilgrims. One never knows who is there in Vrindavan, and who are these people? What have they done? Upon seeing devotees, we can never understand for how many lifetimes has this person been involved in spiritual life? Who's behind him or her? We see a person today, but who's behind this person? What have they done in previous lives to grow up here? Maybe looking in grubby t-shirts, but beyond the t-shirts, beyond the externals. Who are we dealing with? Who is anybody, really, in the community of Vaishnavas? One never knows. One never knows. But we see local people circumambulating with great eagerness. That eagerness has come about by so many lifetimes of association with Krishna. It is mentioned in the Puranas, I forgot which one to be honest, but it is mentioned in the Puranas that if one chants Hare Krishna for 1,000 lifetimes, then one becomes fixed up in chanting. Of course, there is. After that came the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we can speed it up now. Somehow or other we get some. It can be done faster. But still, who are these devotees that are here in Vraj or in Mayapur? Who are these personalities? At the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, it is described that many of the demigods would disguise themselves like ordinary pilgrims and mix with the pilgrims and come and visit the child Nimai. So in this way, that has not stopped. It is mentioned in the 17th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada is saying that he's speaking about the Sunday love feast. He called it the Sunday love feast, not the Sunday feast. Anyway, that was in the 60s. And the Sunday love feast, Prabhupada would personally cook and make 15 ecstatic preparations, and so many people would come. And Prabhupada said, whenever in that Sunday program, that Sunday feast, there is kirtan and prasadam, then Lord Chaitanya is personally present. So that is kind of amazing. So we should not think that miracles only happened 5,000 years ago when Krishna was here, then he was lifting mountains and so many amazing things. No, they're happening right now, but are we seeing? Are we aware of this? Prabhupada saw in London, Prabhupada saw that Narada Muni and Lord Brahma were visiting, and there's even a little Vyasa san that Prabhupada arranged for in the Radha Nandanishwara temple for whenever they come, so that they have a seat. So in this way we can, as we are leaving, we can also circumambulate Prem Sarva, and then we'll return back to Vrindavan just in time for Prasad. In all my travels I always arrange to arrive just in time for Prasad. Why not? So I reckon Parikramas can also do. That is there. And then we'll take with us this prasad, this prasad, this mercy. Prasad means mercy. It doesn't just mean mercy, but it means prasidati, mercy that fully satisfies. So in this way, with this mercy that fully satisfies, we can go home. Next time I will, it is on the 8th, the day after tomorrow I take a rest day. There's too much for me every day. On the 8th there is a program on the new land of the Gurukul, which is near Kosi. And there will be a mini Kirtan Mela with Lokanath Maharaj and Sachinandan Swami and possibly Madhava and also Kadambakanana Swami on the 8th, Gurukul land. I'm sure there will be buses going that way. Just
10 buses
are going. But you have to go to the morning announcements at Mongol Arctic. I never go, so I don't know. I don't know. In the daytime. Yeah, I think it starts at 10. Satsang Swami starts with the speech, the opening speech that he always that he gives so nicely.
He's giving Bhagavatam lecture.
Huh?
He's giving Bhagavatam lecture
there. There also, there you see. So there's a whole program and it will be announced many times. So please come there on the 8th. And then on the 9th, we'll do one more parikrama. And then see you next time. Very good. Thank you very much for coming with us today. Appreciate your presence. And so let's have a little more kirtan while we were walking around. But I first need a little